You know, I'm surprised that you asked me out here for the third date and you just said you wanted to stay home, play cards with me. You never really seemed the type to really show off that you were into that. I mean, I know we met there in the Barnes and Noble and all, and you were in the manga section, but you never really made it seem like you were into playing Yu-Gi-Oh! I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it's awesome that you wanted to play with me. I haven't really been able to play with a girl at all since, well, ever, really, but I'm glad you asked me out. This is actually pretty fun, especially after the first few dates that we've been on here. Well, it's only three, but I don't know, they feel like they've been more, you know? I mean, the movie date was fine. I didn't really watch that, whatever the hell movie that was about. I don't really know what the hell. I barely paid attention throughout the whole time. But, well, what else would I be paying attention to instead of the movie? I mean, come on, it's hard not to. I like being with you, and I like looking at you. Sorry, does that seem a little awkward? But this is the first time in a while for me talking to a girl, especially who's into this sort of things. But then you asked me to go to the beach, though. Ugh. You know how much I hate the goddamn sun. I mean, come on, look at me, I'm pale as fuck. What kind of horrible person wouldn't do that to someone who's so friggin' pale like me? But you, no. You're tan, glowing. Jesus, man, it's really unfair that people like you can get a tan and all I do is just get five shades of sunburn, you know? It's pink, red, burnt, and then cancer. Okay. Sorry for talking. All right, let's get this game started then. All right, let's do this here. All right, you know what? You go first. No, we don't need to do the whole coin flip. Who decides to go first? You go first here. What? I'm just being nice. You don't need to act like that. It's not like I'm gonna doubt that you. Not good at this game. All right. Okay, your turn then. All right. Nice setup. All right, two cards down. All right, no monsters, but okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. Let's see what I got here. All right. You know what? All right. Fine. Swords of Revealing Light. I'm gonna put that down. And screw it, Mirage Dragon. See how you deal with that. What? What, I'm acting different just because I'm playing? No, this is how I always act. It's not different. It's just nice being able to play with someone who isn't at the card shop. What? No, I don't mind taking you with me. Really? You'd actually want to go with me there? Yeah, I'm not against it. No, I wouldn't even be ashamed that you would go there. It's just, you don't really see a lot of guys bring their girlfriends to the card shop, especially if they actually know how to play. You know, the girls usually just tend to just sit there in the back and watch the guys play and just wait for the boyfriends to go through their stuff and then, you know, go home and get on with the day. So, gotta admit, it's a little jarring. That's happening. Shit, though. It's your turn, though. All right, no. Okay, face down. All right. No, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, well, you can't activate traps or anything while Mirage Dragon's out of the field. So, all right, let's see. What? What? No. No, it's not like it's a different thing there at the card shop. It's just, you know, it's just real more relaxing, you know, to be here with you. You know, usually when I'm there in the card shop, it gets really, really heated. You know, all the guys there from the ghetto, especially all the black dudes or the Latinos like me, we get really, really fucking heated. You know, when somebody makes like a really bad move, they go like, "Check the ruling, check the ruling. Why the hell are you doing that?" No, it gets real fucking funny sometimes. You know, and don't even try to go with, "Oh, hey, want to trade cards or something?" No. No, it's not even trading anymore. It's like, oh yeah, can I trade this for you, please? Nah. Dude just opens up his binder and he just goes, oh no, this is like $4, $5, and oh wait, you want this card? No, it's freaking 20, dude. So all I just go, why in the hell would you still call this trading? This is fucking buying, all right, man. If I wanted to trade, at least trade again. Come on, it's not fair. Making me buy my cards? I mean, sure, I'm guessing you spent all the money on all the boosters and all, but fuck, dude, now I'm just rambling, aren't I? I'm not even playing the game. Alright, you know what? Card face down, and just for good measure, Mystical Space Typhoon. How about that? Let's see what. And I choose that one there in the back row. Ah, oh, damn. Fucking suck. Shit. Alright. All right. Fucking negate that, so it's fine. Alright. No, I didn't have a problem or anything with you when I first met you. I actually thought you were really damn cute when you were there in the manga section, just in your whole little JoJo shirt and all. Not the biggest fan of that one, but I like white people. I understand why people like it. It's just not my thing when it comes to any anime. What do you mean, what are my favorite anime? Well, you sat down with me. I was reading Death Note. Yeah, I remember how much you liked it when I did the whole Ryuk voice thing. You really laughed your ass off about that. Especially when you did the whole, Light, you're gonna need to put the Death Note down. No, seriously, Light. I mean, come on. It's Misa there. You really should probably fuck her. You really just laughed your ass off thinking that, like, you should have probably listened to Ryuk if that was in the freaking show. Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of fucking funny, isn't it? But, nah. Shit. Nah, I got nothing this turn, huh? You go next. Alright. Okay, you finally put another monster face down. Alright. Guess we're not having a good hand at this, aren't we? Alright, well, my turn again. God damn it! Getting nothing but bricks here. This is some bullshit turn handling here. Alright, card face down, your turn. Hey. Hey, quit that. Quit playing footsie there, come on. Trying to focus on the game, alright? Quit that. But it is real nice, that you're actually into this sort of stuff. Most of the time, it's everyone's kind of fake today. All these girls nowadays that say like, "Oh my God, I'm like so totally into anime, and I'm so totally into video games," and then they just do stupid shit like cosplay, and then it's like, "Hey, go to my Patreon or something." Too much fake people, I like it's annoying. Sorry, I'm probably distracting you from your turn. All right. What are you gonna do here? Lightning Vortex. Shit. Great. Well, there goes Mirage Dragon. Well, my field's open. Or not. Dark Bribe. There goes your freaking Lightning Vortex. Let's see. Draw two cards, but I can't do anything there. All right. No, shit. I only draw one card, damn. Sorry, I haven't played this deck in a while, so you're gonna have to forgive me. I'll just put that down there at the bottom, whatever. Alright, that's better. Let's see here. Well, my swords are still up, so you can't really attack me, but. Screw it, why not? I'll sacrifice Mirage Dragon, summon Dragon of Tefnut. See how you deal with that. Oh, really? You really think you can win this? No. Don't you try and back down now. You've made that. All right. Oh, okay. If I win, I get a surprise or something. Okay. Maybe I'll hold you to that. Yeah. No, it's not like I wouldn't. It's just, why haven't we? Hey, come on. Enough with the foot, all right? No, I don't dislike it. It's just really, really distracting. Okay, I just want to play with you. Shit, that probably came out wrong, didn't it? Not in that way, okay? I just wanted to play cards. Stop it, that tickles. I'm telling you, stop it. That does fucking tickle, okay? Stop. No. I really want to win this, okay? Yeah. All right, so what are you bringing out now? No, okay. No. That's a decent enough card there. All right. Gonna do anything there because the Tefnut is 2100, so you can't really run over him. All right, just well, yeah. I mean, you can't really negate anything right now. You still got swords there for two more turns. Okay. All right. Well, and your turn then. All right, my turn. Damn it! I'm telling you, stop teasing me with the foot. Stop that fucking tickles. Damn it, stop. Fuck, sacrifice erratic. Bring out Red Eyes Darkness Metal, alright? Now you're fucked. Now you can't do shit, because now the game's gonna get real. Alright? You know, are you already still protected there for at least. Well, you got at least one more turn after this, so. I mean, I'll be nice. You know, I don't want to steamroll you up too bad. And, Red Eyes, he's already big off. This is our first time playing together, so I don't want to be too much of an asshole here to you. And you know what? We'll just put a card face down from here on my turn, all right? Let's see what you got. Oh, all right. So you're gonna go for that. Oh, damn. Okay. Shit. Four monsters in one turn. No, I know that joke. I'm not gonna say it, alright? I know that joke. Shit, you even watched the freaking Bridge series too? I swear, any other dude probably would have said something corny like, oh my god, you're like the perfect girlfriend already. Why the hell? No, you are. I like you a lot. It's just, damn it, stop distracting me. Just trying to play the game here, alright? Alright, so what are you gonna. Oh, I did not expect you to play that. You actually brought a god card out. Wow. I did not know anyone who still used that card. Nobody uses a god card anymore in this day and age. Well, yeah, my deck is still kind of old too. I mean, but trying to learn the new stuff like pendulums and all that stuff, it's really fucking confusing. So, I just at least stick to the old synchro age. It's much more fun for me. But shit. I fucking brought down Obelisk too, and I can't do anything with his effect. Fuck. And he already is unaffected by the Swords of Revealing Light for the last turn. Damn. Okay. Oh, I guess you got rid of Red Eyes. Damn. And I already did all that work to bring him out. Shit. Oh man. Well, it's my turn then. Obelisk is not already immune that much anymore. So, how about I activate Dragon Shrine? That lets me bring out one regular vanilla monster into my graveyard, and if I do that, I can put another one out there. So, boom, bring out two of my blue eyes there into the graveyard, and you know what? Silver's Cry. Bring that blue eyes right back out. Now you can't really do anything here. Yeah, no. I mean, I can't really steamroll over Obelisk with that, trust me. I know I can't. They're pretty much there in front of the wall. Yeah. Yeah, but he's defended there for at least a little while, so otherwise at least he'll be able to hold off for a little bit longer. God damn it, I thought I told you to stop using the. No, come on. Do you really have to Use your foot there. Gotta try to stay focused here, especially it's that's cheating. Okay, that is just cheating. Stop. Stop. Come on, it's just your turn. Just do your turn. Do your turn. Okay, so you're gonna go for a tagging blue eyes? Okay. Alright. Oh, fuck. Damn it. Oh, that feels so fucking good, but shit, lost 1,000 points. All right, my turn. Okay, stay focused. So I'm a maiden with eyes of blue. Alright, now you can't really do anything, and if you do attack her, there goes a blue eyes up there, and then you're gonna have to do some deal with some star stuff, but you got nothing. Alright. Yeah, I know you're running with a 4,000 beat stick. That doesn't mean I'm gonna be backing down all that easily. Come on. Alright, then, well, you know what happens if I bring her out, so go ahead, try and attack her if you want. Oh, now you're being the cocky one. You actually want to see what I do, huh? Alright, well, fine. End your turn, then. You got the big god card there on the field, so why not? Alright, my turn again, huh? Well, either way, you know, now Obelisk at this best is just 4,000 points, right? You know, he's no longer protected by anything. Alright, card down. Alright, and just for the sake of things, I think I'm going to attack you with my maiden. Yeah, I know she has zero attack. That would pretty much bring me already down to almost losing. But guess what? I can negate the attack and special summon the blue eyes. And now it's my main phase two. I synchro summon them together. And that brings out my own Azure Eyes Silver Dragon. Yeah, I know he's weaker than 2,500. Yeah, I know, it doesn't make sense why the hell that a freaking synchro summon of a blue eyes card would for some reason just have stats completely flip. Yeah, really doesn't make sense. God damn it again with the feet. Jesus, you fucking suck, you know that? Alright, fine. Alright, you know what? Fuck it, I don't care. You win. Stop. Yeah. No. I mean, clearly you got something else on your mind if you're gonna keep doing that, so. You know, screw it. Forget the game. And we can just chill. Well, no, not just Netflix and chill. I mean, if that's what you want to do, I mean, I'm not against it, but. What, you want to show me something? Okay, yeah, sure. No, I'll wait here. What the hell does she want to show me? I don't know. Nah, that's fine. Probably maybe wants to show me her binder or something. Oh, hey, so what was it that you wanted to show me? Oh, fuck. Wow, No. I like it a lot. It's just didn't think that you'd just bring out the Dark Magician Girl cosplay on me for the third day here. Yeah. No. I really do like it. It's really, really fucking hot. Especially, you know, that you're tanned and all. Just really, really works for me. What do you want to do? Oh man, that was no. I liked it. This was not exactly what I was planning today. Not at all. What do I like the most? Well, I mean, you got pretty much of it down. I mean, you didn't wear the wig, so I like that your hair's dark. Though, so a tan dark magician girl, like, really, really fucking hot. You know, pale dark magician girl's always good, but you know, you do got one thing wrong about the costume, though. Yeah, you do. You know, here, come here. I'll show you what you did wrong. And these. Sorry, I didn't mean to grab them so hard. But you see, here in the West, you know they censor her all the time, right? She does not have these big tits over here in the West. Usually, every time there's a Dark Magician Girl card over here, they always take out the boobs or they cover up the cleavage. It really sucks, but it's nice to see it in its full glory right now on you. But if you really don't know what else I like about it, I really like how your thighs look in the skirt there. Yeah. I want to touch it. Oh, wow. Yeah, your thighs are really, really soft. Oh my god, are you blushing? Why are you the one blushing when you're the one seducing me here? I mean, Jesus, I just came here hoping to play a card game, and you come and spring out the sexy cosplay on me here and make it out, so I'd say you're probably the one who's a little bit more at fault here, not me. Oh my god, you even got the panties with the little pentagram on it. That is fucking adorable as shit. Maybe you like that. Well, you're already starting to moan a bit, so I think you do. Yeah. But a little faster, okay? Yeah. Barely touching you, and you're already starting to wet for me. Okay. No. It's awesome. I really like it. This is not what I was expecting for a third date, but I really, really like it. Alright, okay. What do you want to do? Okay, yeah, sure. Sit on me if you want. Yeah, of course it's going to be like that. You were teasing me the entire time you were trying to play. Yeah, go ahead, grind them like that. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Yeah, harder. Don't you fucking stop. You know, I'm gonna grab your tits here. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Damn, these things are nice. Shit. Fucking hard. You're really going at it with grinding there. No. I mean, if you're gonna truly act that much of character, then that would probably mean you'd have to call me master, so I don't know if that's what you're into. I mean, it's kind of cute, but, you know, if I was gonna be your master, then you'd probably hate me, because then I'd probably have to do something like this. Oh my god, you jumped the mile. Oh shit, that was huge. No, don't think you're gonna get away from that one, okay? You actually really like getting spanked a lot, don't you? Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Ah, fuck. Fuck, I don't care. Move the fucking panties aside. Yeah, keep them on. Fucking hot. I like the boots, too. Really fucking sexy there. Now take the hat off. You probably I'm gonna fall off in the middle of this. Shit, fucking hot. Fuck. Is that... Come on. Come on, you can do harder than that. Come on, I know you can do better than that. Come on. Harder. There we go. Yeah. Come on. Harder. Harder. Wait, what are you getting off? Oh, yeah, sure, fine. Fuck it. Fuck you from behind. I like that. Yes, that's great. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, don't hate me, but... Sorry, I couldn't resist. Hang on, sorry. I'll shut up now. Shit. Damn, so tight with you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you like me when I pull your hips like that, baby? Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. I'm on for master, huh? Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck, you're really tightening up on me. Oh, shit. Fuck. What? Coming? I mean, maybe, okay. Yeah, hold on. No. Give me your hands. I'm pulling you. Yeah. Fuck. Coming. Fuck. Shit. Oh man, that felt great. No. Just sit back on me. Sit back on me. I want to stay in you like this. Oh. Guess, well, it was a little sooner than what I had planned for this. When? Well, I don't know, maybe fourth or fifth day. I wasn't really having a number count when I was actually going to try and fuck you, but, well, this was a nice development, I suppose. But, well, you know, I was going to actually ask you out to go together with me to the con that's happening in about a week or so I was hoping that maybe we could have gone together and maybe cosplay together if you were willing to do that. So, well, I guess I know you're okay with that. Really? No, that's great. It's great. I'm real glad you said yes. Oh, fuck. I think I shot a lot on you. Fuck. Sorry. You're still spasming around me. It still feels kind of good. Sorry. But, yeah, no. I'm real glad that you did this. I can't wait. I can't wait to go out with you to the con. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.